Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast, and joining me today is Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Banjuni.
How are you?
So good. What a lovely day.
I know. Aren't you excited to talk about Summer House today?
Yeah, you want to go drink for drink?
Yeah, let's go drink for drink for Summer House. Before we do that, first of all, we're coming to DC next week, so we're excited. Excited to see y'all there. And then a few weeks after that, on April 15th, we have a show in Irvine, California, at the Irvine Improv. And we are going to be discussing the Real Housewives of Orange County classic episode, Naked Wasted Dinner Party. You guys have to come. I mean, we're talking about Naked Wasted in Orange County, in the heart of Orange County.
So hell yeah, baby.
So go to watchacrappens.com to buy tickets for that. And that's also where you can find links to get some of our merchandise, which is, we're sort of running out of that. So get it while it's still there. And, you know, click around, have fun. So, but for today, let's go back to the Hamptons, Carl. Carl, want to go to the Hamptons? Talk Summer House? Carl?
Carl, 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 Carl. Want to see a freeway? Carl.
Carl.
Carl, what if we get on this exit? Then we're going to be exiting, but we're going to be entering the Hamptons. Like, that doesn't even make sense, Carl. Like, how's it going to work?
L-A-R? Carl? Carl? L-A-R? L-A Carl? L-A Carl?
So, where does this episode begin?
Well, I will tell you.
Do you have any macros on this episode?
Macros.
I love a good macro note.
A macro note? The macro note is that it's the second to last episode of the season, and things are getting heated between Kyle and Amanda, because the episode opens up where the last one left off. Kyle and Amanda just had a big fight where it's like, you are not fun. Summer should be fun. Amanda, not fun. Not fun. She's like, I am fun, Kyle.
Like, especially when she's drunk, her voice really does go way more into that.
Oh, Kyle.
Kyle, and it look. Was... Look how fun I'm being, Kyle.
Yes. And Carl is kissing Lindsay. Wait, is this? Yes. Not fun. So Carl is kissing Carl Lindsay, the other Lindsay, the olive oil Lindsay.
Carlsey.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, we going to go out, Gent Lindsay? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like this little laugh, and he's like, I need deodorant first, and she's like, you smell it, and he goes, oh, you nasty, huh? You nasty, huh, Gent? Yeah, you nasty.
Gent. So Meat, by the way, he finally comes out of his shell this episode, and he's like, hey, Gabby, what do you want to do? And then Steven, meanwhile, he's like, it's like, we need to order an Uber to go to Travis's party. He's like, I'll order.
I'll order the Uber. It's like, you know, like, Steven's really not, like, into dating a lot, but, like, Steven and Gay Everett really have a really good thing going. So, like, it's important. Yeah. It's, like, really good.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good it's thing. Like, and really it's going.
It's going an important thing. It's like, yeah. It's like Martha Stewart says, it's a good thing. Yeah. You know,
it's like a bicycle. It's like, it's like you get on it and you pedal and it goes places.
It goes, it's like a tricycle. So, like, also,
I'm
like,
not
I like
even sure.
I think I like tricycles more than bicycles because I think they're more stable. And I think stability is good. And I can get stability out of Carl.
On the
tricycle, I get a lot more stability, but it goes a little slower, though.
Like, but, you know. All right, so then Steve, she's being all supportive, and he's like, Lauren, I'm about to leave y'all. So everybody but Kyle and Amanda leave the house, and I'm like, oh God, not again.
Because guess what Kyle does instead? He gets into bed with his sneakers on. Stop it, Kyle. Kyle, you know what? I'm a big Kyle fan. I support Kyle. I like Kyle. He needs to stop getting into bed with his sneakers on. It's just not right. It's not right.
And Amanda doesn't come to bed and take them off. So eventually his feet start itching and he's like, you know what's harder than being like in a couple in summer house? Being a couple in summer house when there's not somebody to take off your shoes. So he goes downstairs to see where Amanda is and she's like, Kyle, I'm in the hot tub. Kyle,
if you don't want to marry me, then I'm done. Stop feeding me bullshit when you drink. I mean, the only reason I'm sticking this out is because I thought there was going to be a future, Kyle. I thought there'd be, like, weddings and babies and guac.
Yeah, and he's like, there is a future. Like, no, he didn't even say that. He said, she goes, you were telling me what I want to hear. And he's like, I'm telling you that right now. And she's like, no, you're not. Because he literally will not say what she wants. But he's like, what? I said it.
I said it quietly and inside my head. And then I said not. So then, yes. Meanwhile, by the way, we get like a flash of Stephen and Lauren at Travis's birthday, just on like camera phone or whatever. And then Lauren's like, hey, Stephen, are you happy we came? Are you happy we came, Stephen? And he's like, turn that light off. It's like, great party.
Yeah, Stephen's just wasted. Yeah. He got depressed, wasted, waiting for the text back. And he's just showing up like, ha, turn it off.
And then at like 1 a.m., they all come back. And now Steven is singing a totally different tune. He's like, I like Travis because he's so normal. It's funny how a few cocktails can change the perception on things.
Yeah, he's like, Alabama made me so insecure, but a meat didn't try and get in my face mask and sting me. So I'm going to jump on this column right now and slide down it.
Travis's party was actually pretty amazing. Amit just like would not shut up and just had so much personality.
Well, Amit did do a good job getting it, which is what he does. He gets laid.
Yeah.
And Carl gets laid. They showed Carl making up with Olive Oil and they were standing up. It was hilarious because, you know, they're in the dark, but on night vision camera, Kyle's mouth is all the way open on her cheekbone.
I totally forgot why you were calling her Olive Oil. I was like, why is he calling her Olive Oil? And I remember the Popeye moment that she's like, he's like, you look like Olive Oil, Jen. Everyone tell you look like Olive Oil.
That's what my parents say.
Carl just starts puking. He starts puking in front of Olive Oil. He's like, listen, gents, I could drink 10 bottles of rosé and be totally fine, but one questionable muscle and I'm throwing up and throwing up. Repeat is necessary, gents.
Yeah, and he just keeps getting up over and over again. And I really like that he can get up to barf and still grab his dick.
Yeah.
It's funny. He's still thinking about his dick even when he's about to barf. He's like, yep, my dick look big. Good, because I'm going to barf. Get it all on camera, gents.
Yeah.
So in the morning, he's like, Olive Oil took care of me all night, so normally I don't let my guard down around girls, but maybe it was a good thing, because I let my guard down, and, you know.
She really got to see what's inside of me. Like, literally, I was puking it all up all night long. Questionable muscles.
I
mean,
I let my guard down. I did keep my retainer on, so. I don't know what that
I literally let my night guard down. So, meanwhile, Lauren's like, I need to call Gonzalo later, because we had a good time last night.
Capella. And then Lindsay's like, what's it like to get Lane around here? Like, what does it take to get Lane here? Like, there's a guy here, and then there wasn't a guy here anymore. I'm like, single Lindsay. I'm like, how about not getting naked wasted and jumping all over people and trying to force yourself on them? How about that, Lindsay?
The box of panko breadcrumbs is like, please stop talking to me right now. I'm just imagining her going through the cupboards and just talking to things.
The pinko crumbs wasted. Run away. She's like, I've never seen a box run before out of a house, but that one just did. So
I can't believe I just forced the toys from Toy Story to actually animate themselves while a human was present and run away.
I can't even get Woody hard.
You're a friend to me. Now let's get fucked.
So Kyle and Amanda, a harbinger of things to come. Kyle's like, he's in bed with Amanda, it's morning, and he's like, I'm tired of this, babe. Can we just please stop? And then there's two bottles of full rosé. Two full bottles of rosé on the nightstand. Here we go.
I didn't even notice that.
Full. Hilarious. Full. It's like a solo cup and two full bottles of rosé. Like, okay, there we go. It's a sign.
And so, then there's just general morning stuff. We see Danielle FaceTiming with her brother. She still has no job. And then Carl and Olive Oil are looking at his hands. And he's like, I have sausage fingers. She's like, yeah, you do. She's like, oh, you guys have sausage fingers? Oh, that's fine, Jen. You got to see the inner side of me. Oh.
The Shakespeare comes out of Carl. Love yeah. sausage fingers. You saying I have sausage fingers? Because I do. You saying it?
I'm trying to work on my sausage fingers. I want them to be a little more slender because I want to learn sign language. I'm working on my communication. Just trying to be a better
right now,
man.
All I can say, right now, all I can say in sign language is, do you want sausage fingers? Or you get nasty sausage fingers? You get nasty sausage fingers. Get nasty.
I can only spell one word with my sausage fingers, and that's M-O-M. Gents.
Gents.
Saturdays for sausage fingers.
So in the kitchen,
Amanda's making avocado toast.
Which is, I mean, there's no sign of Amanda rebellion when she turns an avocado into toast instead of guacamole.
Yeah.
She's like, I've had it with you.
I'm removing all the fun stuff of guacamole and putting it on carbs. That's how I feel, Kyle.
And then I'm adding cinnamon on top, Kyle.
He's like, Manda, I'm so sorry. Please reconsider. Make guacamole instead. No, Kyle. It's avocado toast.
And then Kyle's trying to, like, get back on her good side. And he goes, how are you, dude? And he goes, good.
Because he's talking like this in the morning. He's like, good. Yeah. Stop drinking pretty early.
On what clock was that? He's, like, got all the different clocks. He's, like, a bank.
Hawaiian time. Yeah. I stopped at around 11:45 p.m. Kona time.
Germany just started trading, bro.
Yeah. So now it's time for my favorite part of any episode. City montage. We're back in the city. Stephen's talking on a phone saying stuff about Travis. It's cool and he likes it. Maybe it's going to get serious. I don't know.
Is it going to get serious? She's like, hope so. I like that he's like the lowest energy Mary Tyler Moore ever.
He's like, as serious as a heart attack, which I don't think I'll have because my pulse is very low.
He goes outside to throw his beret up in the air, but he just looks at it and he's like, it's a beret.
He just lets it fall out of his hands and land on the sidewalk. It's like the whole cast of Mary Tyler Moore show just tries to do a big group hug around him and walk to the tissue box. He's like, this is too much. I'm just going to leave.
Can I tell you something? This has nothing to do with this show, and I'm sorry, but I need a show break for a minute.
Yeah.
Lean Cuisine, go fuck yourself, okay? I happen to catch a Lean Cuisine commercial, and they're like, feed your phenomenal. No, that is mixed messages. Don't tell me to feed my phenomenal, okay? Mm. Like, I need to starve my, like, arsenal or whatever.
Yeah.
Stop sending me mixed messages, okay? I'm sick of all these weight things that are like, you just need to eat. No, I don't. You just need to eat right. No, I don't. Because I will eat a salad and then a Domino's, and then it's more calories. Stop fucking with me. Where's the diet that's like, don't eat. Starve yourself. Like, you know, Adderall Cuisine.
Yeah.
Take me, don't eat, you know. Get chalk mouth and get thin. That's the truth, everybody. That is the truth. You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, I think
back
you really.
Into the show.
Yeah. Thank you. That was really strong. That was.
You're
strong.
Welcome. Nobody's just honest anymore. Okay.
I know. I think that the words phenomenal and lean cuisine should not really be paired. Personally,
I've almost broken a tooth on their French bread pizza. I'm not kidding. Like, you leave that thing in the microwave 20 seconds too long, it will break your tooth.
Yeah. No. I don't approve. I don't approve. I do approve of Stouffer's mac and cheese. That is delicious.
Well, you see, now
I want
that
it.
That is a commercial I could sit through.
I want it now. I want some Stouffer's mac and cheese very badly.
Me too.
So,
In the city,
the Stouffer's mac and cheese never sleeps. So,
And the actual song says was going like,
I'm the next big thing and I know that you know it.
And then it's like, I hope I got serious.
I'm the next big thing, and I hope that you know it. Hi, Mom, I still don't have a job. You have to say that, Mom.
I'm the next big thing, and I know that
you know it. And it's Lindsay in a blazer that doesn't fit. It's like all pinned together with safety pins and boob tape.
At something it's called like the Grungy Gentleman.
Does someone call me?
Hey, I've been shaved for a day, so. I didn't shave. I'm ready. I'm a sweater, you know. Grunge gentleman.
I'm a boss bitch. So yeah, he goes on a date with Olive Oil, Carl.
Well,
Lindsay.
Well, before Carl. Oh no, I'm sorry. You're right. Before Carl, Carl.
It's like a Bible no one wants to read.
Yeah. So anyway, yes, Carl and Olive Oil go on a daytime date. Continue.
And he's like, whoa, you got the lip line. And she's like, yeah, of course you. What does that mean? You got the lip line. Like, is he saying she has a mustache? Is he talking about her lip liner?
I have
this
no
is
idea.
Not starting out well, this date.
Cheers.
Because then
cheers,
he goes, I'm sweating. She's like, yeah. He's like, it's really hot.
It's like a, it's like 85 time, degrees, gents. It's like being in a room with a whole bunch of gents. And you're like, whoa, gents, let's get some room. I'm a sweater, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about the kind of thing you put on top of a layer of clothing to stay warm.
But I like how he's such innocent little boy, Carl, because he's like, he tells her, last time I called a girl for a daytime date, I don't know. It's like his little, little boy.
Yeah, I don't know when that was. I'm like, congratulations. Is this an achievement? You are like having wine in the day. Remember when you had frozen yogurt with Lauren Workus during the day?
Uh-oh. I guess
that wasn't a date. It was just like, Carl, let's get frozen yogurt. Like,
that was visiting Yogurt Planet with your friend. So,
yeah. Different. I mean, I was just like, you know, learning about a girl and what sort of topping she likes, you know, like, you know what topping I like, on my frozen yogurt? I like all your weight. Put your weight on me, bro. Put all your weight on my yogurt, bro.
So, they talk about him barfing and she's like, why are you embarrassed? Like, what are you going to do if you have a wife? And he's like, oh, close the door. And she's like, everyone barfs. He's like, gross, don't talk about that. It's like everyone poops in peace.
Innocent. I'm innocent and cute. Right, I don't know these things. I'm innocent and cute. I'm pristine. I'm Carl.
I'm farting right now, really slowly.
He's like, please stop. Please stop.
No, I'm going to go to a bridal shower. I'm thinking of pooping there. I'm just seeing what everybody says.
Please stop it.
This is getting too real. Nice. This is getting too real. Too real. More life. Less stress, more life. More life. less vomit, more life.
So Kyle and Amanda, hey, guess what they're doing?
Making salmon. I'm eating salmon, I should say. Salmon is what they call sex. Amanda, want to have salmon?
Kyle is so impressed with himself in every scene that he's just even letting Amanda in. He's
like, whoa, you know, still getting used to you coming in without me letting you in. Because, whoa, single Kyle. Single Kyle making salmon. And here you are. This is hard. So
yeah.
I'm just going to need a little time to get used to hearing that key turn in a door. And then... Phew, look, it's you. Ah, I'm single. I'm going to party. I'm going to single. Oh, I'm single.
Yeah, and so they're talking about their relationship, and he's like, yeah, like having a relationship in the summer is like, the summer house is like a lot harder than New York is like summer house, and like people, and then we're here, and then like you're drinking there and not drinking here, and like, you know, bird dogs, etc. And then
Amanda, have I handled the transition perfectly? Maybe not. I was like, you're not the new president. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like just being nice to your girlfriend in the same setting you're in every year. Like,
yeah, it's not really that hard. And Amanda's like, Kyle is no longer the guy who you can have so much fun with, but then, like, I can still, like, still makes me feel relevant. I'm like, do you remember that last year he was just getting wasted and not dating you and calling you over for booty calls?
Yeah.
Like, you were a booty call. I mean, maybe that made you feel irrelevant because you had no Kyle, and then all of a sudden he picked you out of, like, in the middle of the night and was like, I want you. But yeah. I think you've actually improved your relationship, so...
I know. She's like, this is not the guy I started dating. And I was like, do you want him back? Really? Yeah. Because, it's on tape.
So. Yeah.
He's like, look, am I going to change in the sense that, like, I'm a party animal and want to have fun and pour tea in swimming pools? No. But I'm all for finding constructive ways of pacing myself, which is like... I'm still going to be wasted every fucking weekend. Either become an alcoholic with me or don't, which it becomes. And so he makes the deal with her. He's like, what if next weekend we go drink for drink? So we'll be together.
Yeah, that'll fix it. And she's like, okay, Kyle. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was interesting. I mean, I like you guys, but you are not, you're not interesting enough to be the Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf couple. Okay.
No, I don't think so. So now we go to a coffee shop where Lindsay arrives and the barista gives her something and is like, enjoy. She goes, thank you.
Yes, I wrote down Y-E-W.
Yeah.
She goes, A, large, ice cream tea.
Thank you. So in walks, whatever.
Like pouring water into a glass to get ready for Everett.
Yeah, you gotta lubricate this. You gotta lubricate that
coffee flavored water.
Yeah, you gotta do it. So Everett walks in.
Hey, beautiful, and the music stops.
Yeah,
he's like, thanks for meeting me. I just wanted to start by saying I'm so sorry for the pain I caused you. I heard from Carl while I was walking through the rice paddies and the fields of poppies with villages burning all around me and babies screaming. The flowers, I sense it made you just so upset.
I didn't know how much I'd upset you. There was so much gunfire. They were coming in from all the angles. They said, take the mountain. I tried to take the mountain, but it was a trap. It was an ambush. They were coming from all angles, and all I wanted to do was send some flowers and say, I love you, Lindsay. I'm constantly evolving and trying to get better, but I can't, because they're coming in.
Coming in. She's like, how many chances am I supposed to give you, Everett? And he's like, you haven't given me a chance since we broke up. She's like, and what happened the day we broke up?
Well, I was in the bunker. A shell went off. I was so rattled, I was like, I gotta fuck a girl, but it can't be Lindsay. So I did. I fucked a girl, fucked five girls. I was like, this is what life is, I don't feel anything. I wanna fucking fuck till I feel something, but guess what, I don't feel anything. Cause I got bombed and jailed and airlifted.
You know how devastating that is? Like, we moved in and I thought that everything was gonna end. And she just starts going in because basically she's agreed to meet with him so that she could tell him off. And basically act like the boss bitch I am and getting the love and trust and respect I deserve. And I'm like, Lindsay, you've tried so hard to get laid. Get laid and then yell at him like last week. Learn from your own lessons.
Yeah, and he's trying to like make all this, show this steely resolve. He's like, I'm here, I'm not leaving. I've never had this much resolve. And then, you know, she's like, no. And then he starts to cry and he's like, I'll leave you alone. I don't want to, but I will. She's like, bye. And then she storms out. They had sex 5 minutes later. Come on.
Yeah, probably. And he's just sitting there at the table crying, and it's so sad. And she's like, I'm a boss bitch, empowered women, hear me roar.
He's like, I don't even know why I came down to this coffee shop. It's not even Starbucks. I'm not getting my stars.
I've got a purple star from the Starbucks. From Starbucks, bingo, but still.
I'd so, like a macchiato, please.
And then the song is, and that's how we managed to keep the dream alive.
I didn't notice that.
Okay. Enter the new saying for this show. Where did this saying come from? Lindsay's like, we have to fucking send it. We have to send it.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
And then the rest of the episode, everyone just says, are we going to send it? I'm like, please stop trying to make send it happen,
Please stop turning into a fax machine. You know, the thing is, they always have weird lingo on this show. Last year was all about the BBCs. Let's have a BBC, BBC, BBC. They suddenly stopped with the BBCs. The BBC had, like, a little cameo moment earlier. But now it's like, send that. Send that. Because they're back in the Hamptons, and they're talking about dinner. Amanda's like, we're going to do kebabs, Kyle. Let's go one for one with kebabs.
The weekend that she's being drunk is not the weekend to have a giant pokey stick.
Yeah.
Aiming at your throat over and over again, okay? Trust me, I've been there. It hurts.
We also learned that Nick the Trainer will be coming back. Hopefully Lindsay is going to be able to lock that down. Send it. She's like, after my conversation with Alvarat, I just need positive energy, and by positive energy, I just mean a dick. That's what I want. A dick. I just want
any dick.
Any dick will do. Na na na. Na 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 na.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dick Coat.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream Dick. But here's the good news.
Dixif and the Amazing Technicolor Dick Coat.
Hey, Carl, want to go to commercial?
Yeah, want to go to commercial?
Quick, Carl.
Do you like a commercial?
Do you like ads?
Carl.
Do you like ads?
I like ads.
Carl.
Carl.
Commercial.
Carl. Carl.
Carl.
Carl.
Carl.
Commercial.
Carl.
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 Carl. Carl.
Carl. Carl. Carl.
Carl. So Amit takes her suitcase out of the car and she's like, thank you, Amit. You know what you got for that? And he's like, ugh. And he forces a kiss on her cheek. Like, you need to really stop the aggro, Lindsay. It's gross.
I know.
It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for you.
The good news is that Ashley is back. And she's like, hey, whoever said when you're married, you can't be fun, don't let the ring fool you. I'm here to fucking send it. Where are you sending the ring? I'm sending it.
Whoever said you can't get married and have fun has obviously met Brad. Fuck that guy.
Never read
I'm here. Bye.
Yeah, I'm here to send it too. Like, we're at, like, the emotional post office, like, right now. Like, I want to go to the post office, and I'm like, I'd like to buy a stamp. And they're like, okay, well, there's a machine over there that you can use. You don't have to wait in line. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to send it, and I'm going to put my ring in it, and it's going to be a sent ring. And they're like, okay, well, how much does it weigh? And I'm like, do I want it certified sent? Do I want send receipt? What do I want to do? And I'm like, all these options. I'm like, flat envelope, standard envelope. I'm like, wow, Carl. I'm going to send it. It's sent.
Anyone who says you can't get married and have fun did not know that the Alpha stamp is now 10 cents more expensive. So
I'm going
to
send
I'll say that right now. I'm not going to send it, but I am going to send it because I'm here to send it. That's what I'm going to do.
Anyone who said you can't get married and still have fun didn't know that there are three different ways to send it. Post office, UPS, FedEx, and honestly, you could use DHL. So that's our fourth. If you're a major city, you can use a messenger.
Wait a minute. Hold on to your seatbelts. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your seats, okay? TaskRabbit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. TaskRabbit? I love rabbits.
Well, that was basically Carl? Flashing my titties at the screen right now.
Carl, did you see TaskRabbit, Carl? Carl? Where's Carl? Where's TaskRabbit?
We've got new ways to send it. New ways to send it.
It's like, shut up, band. Yeah. Okay, so Carl is like, Cookie, come with me, bro. Come with me.
Cookie. Hey, Jen, let's talk about this.
Just because we have to remind people every single episode, this is the widest show ever to be on television, okay? Like, even more than the Brady Bunch. Because they go out to grill, and he's like, whoa, look at this, I'm going to start the grill with the paper towel. It's on fire, whoa, I'm smashing it out in the grass. Well, bro.
Like, you could just leave it on them. On the grill. It's okay. I guess, were they worried about, like, flames or something? Or Kyle's like, oh, man, I'm still scraping up the grill. It's not ready. And Carl's like, whoa, bro, Jen, fire, oh, fire's out. Pants on fire. Pants on fire. Pants are out.
Oh, my God, I hope it's not my white ones, because then I'm just going to have shorts left. So.
Oh, my God. I almost peaked again.
So in the kitchen, I wrote, no, this is the whitest moment. Because Amit's like, twin person, your phone is going off. Who is it? Justin. And she's like, Justin, it's Justin. It's Justin. And Ashley's like, I want to read it. It's from Justin. I want to read it.
Let's read it.
I have a hot date at the gym. Wow. And then I'm going to meet up with Netflix and chill.
Send it.
He sent it. And Steven goes, well, at least his tacky lines are kind of better than Carl's. And then poor Lauren's like, yeah.
So then outside, Carl and Kyle are talking about Amanda and Meet's there. And they're just going back and forth about, like, what's going on with Kyle and Amanda, everything. And they're just talking. And they keep cutting to Meet just watching. Like, he's always about to say something, but he's not. Just standing.
He's never even trying. They're like, Amit, go walk outside now. He's like, why? And they're like, because you're getting paid to do something. Go pretend you're listening.
By the way, we should mention that Jezebel had an ode to Summer House this week. I don't know if you read that article. Did you see that?
I did not.
There was a whole article basically saying, yeah, it's like the most boring show, but it's oddly soothing, and they don't do anything. And she, the writer, she describes everyone, and she's like, and then there's Amit, who Carl met at Coachella. That's like his only description.
Yep, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the most boring show you can't stop watching.
Yeah. So Steven's like, regarding this Kyle and Amanda deal, they're drink one for one. Steven's like, if you need to monitor your boyfriend's drinking that much, maybe you should be, one, more fun, and two, get another boyfriend. Mm. I'm kind of like, he's actually kind of right. Like, you know, I mean, the biggest trap I feel like people fall into is hoping that the person that they start dating is going to change.
Yeah, but then you start thinking maturely, and then the guys walk in with those, like, circular grill things on their heads. It's like, maybe we're putting too much thought into this. What are those?
Those are things so you can wash your hat in the dishwasher.
So they're
circular grill things.
Wow. Wash your hat in the dishwasher. Wow.
So Kyle's already going for a drink, and Amanda's like, Kyle, you're already starting to drink without me. And while they're like starting to fight, everyone, dinner, the kebabs are ready. People are already sitting down at the dinner table, and they're talking about it, and it's being like, yeah, it's a crazy idea. Yeah, like drinking one for one. This is never going to work out. It's going to be terrible. Who's basically going to go out? Blah, 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 blah. And Amanda comes out, and Amit's like, guys, let's change the conversation. Of course, Amit, like, kills a possible fun moment on reality TV.
God damn, Amit. So, and then Amanda catches the end of them talking, and she's like, Kyle, they're talking about us right now. I just can't, Kyle.
I'm embarrassed. This is happening in front of everyone, Kyle. I'm like, you're on TV. It's way worse than you imagine. You're not doing this in front of six people, okay?
You've got millions of people judging you. Well, hundreds of thousands.
Well, hundreds. Well, thousands. Well,
Lindsay's mom. 10.
It's Lindsay's like that mom. Scene in Watching Big Business, home. Right? I'm a 6. Fine, a 7. An 8. Very well, just give me 12.
Except backwards.
Yeah.
So Carl is like, yo, gent, what's wrong? Carl's like, this is a prank, right? And then Lauren goes, last year, Kyle was a good time. I mean, I love Amanda, but I miss old Kyle. Where is old Kyle? He's still wasted every damn weekend going to bed with his shoes on. You just miss the room where Kyle's up without Amanda. Just say it.
Yeah, you know what I miss? Reporter Christina Gibson reporting live. I for sure thought that she'd be making like a cameo comeback. You know, they brought Everett back. How come we don't have Christina?
No, I think that bridge is just burned. I think Christina on the way out just lit a match and was like, bye, bitch.
Yeah, when she grabbed that magnum of rosé, they were like, never again. But she posted a photo very recently with Kyle on Instagram. So I'm like, there still is a relationship there. I don't know. I feel like I'm saying this not because, oh my God, I love Christina so much. It's because the way the women reacted to her was so hilarious. It was that, you know, it's like that spark with people like that, like galvanizes a cast. You know?
And also, she's just, like, furious about everything all the time.
And she can't communicate properly. I mean, she doesn't know how to articulate herself well. She's awkward. She doesn't fit in the way she's supposed to. And so it creates these hilarious, hilarious moments. It's like, it's just, I was dying all season without her there.
Oh, Ben, don't worry. Everyone's rooting for us, okay? Everyone's rooting for us, Ben. I'm embarrassed.
Daniel's like, hey, guys, I got a job. I got a job finally, remember? I'm like Christina part two. Remember how last year Christina always wanted a job? Well, I'm like that too, and I got a job. Like, quiet. Kyle and Amanda are fighting.
That was so funny. She's like, and then this is why this show is so different from Vanderpump Rules. Well, there's like a million reasons. But one of them is that she actually did get a job, and it's a real one, and it's something one. I don't even know what the hell it is.
Project manager, and I'm like, for wow. Oversight of a tech company hard drive.
It's like people that are way smarter than me on a show that's way dumber than me. Just love the mix.
Exactly. So Kyle and Amanda come back to the dinner table, and Carl's like, hey, gents, we got some skewers. Want some skewers? We got some couscous? Anything like that? And Amanda's like, it's fine. I'm not hungry. It's fine. Doesn't look like guac to me as far as I'm saying. Hashtag just saying.
Hashtag not sending it. He's like, couscous. You want a couscous hug? Come on. Couscous, you want a couscous hug?
Yeah, be careful. You never want any bad couscous. You know, I could drink 10 bottles of rosé, but one bad grain of couscous, I'm like puking all night. You know what I'm saying, gents?
Ashley's like, what's up?
What's up?
And Kyle's like, well, it's just that we're adjusting to being in the middle, like, of a summer house in a relationship. And it's like, relationship Kyle and summer house Kyle and house Kyle and like guac Amanda and avocado toast Amanda, and they're like battling it out in the street, you know, there's a paper towel burning on the grass, and like no one knows what to do. And Ashley's like, who cares? No one's judging
you. The Workers twins are just jumping like, who cares, Kyle, who cares, Kyle? Like, we, like, well, what's the difference? Like, honestly, like,
yeah,
we,
seriously.
Like, we dealt like, with, like, Lindsay and Everett last summer. We're not judging you. Judy? What are we, like, she's really judge, jury, and executioner? Judge like, no, now judge I like Judge Gregory Mathis. I like him, Mathis. I never really liked him. I was never really good at math. Like, I can add things, but multiplying is a little harder, and dividing is, like, the worst. And calculus, like, I can't do calculus. I need a calculator.
Yeah. So, Stephen's like, what snips, par for the course. Like, there's Stephen being furious again over something I don't understand.
Well, they're just kind of like
mad. I mean,
well, they're mad because
Kyle
is blaming them.
I know, but Kyle is bring. It's like they won't.
they're like, what's up? Why don't you talk about it? They're talking about it on their own. Why are you pretending we don't even know about this? Like, we see what it's like, blah, blah, blah. Well, at least they're trying to fight inside. Now yeah. You're asking them to bring their fights to the dinner table.
Well, they weren't mad. Close no, well, they were just like, listen, like, you know, don't come to the table and be like... They're just kind of like, just say it, just get it over with so we can have a good time. That's basically what they're saying. They're like, no, and then Kyle's kind of blaming them, which is kind of ridiculous. And then, so they're like, yeah, we're used to it. Like, stop trying to, like, protect us. We're used to it. We dealt with this crazy face over here. She's like, Sangha Lindsay, you know, giving fellatio to a cucumber on the table. Skewer.
You want to make out, Skewer? The Skewer's running. How's I like the Skewer running away?
I like the Skewer.
Skewer's hopping away.
I want some kiskus. Lindsay, stop licking the bowl of skuskus. Single Lindsay, get in the grinds.
So they're all, like, screaming. You know, they're all fighting with each other. And Carl is like, that's bullying. It's the workers' machine gun at work. It's the workers' machine gun. Bullies. They're bullying.
Boys, it's the mean girls. Mean girls over there.
Yeah, Carl, please stop bringing bullying into anything.
Yeah, and Kyle's like, well, maybe if everyone focuses on their own lives, which are in disarray, then maybe they won't have to worry about ours. I'm like, how about this? You're all in disarray. That's why you're on TV.
Yes, exactly. Carl's like, we don't air your dirty laundry out in front of everyone. I'm like, you dirty people's laundry, okay? You are the dirty laundry, you ass.
Yes. Sweat stains. So
he's like, I know what to talk about. What's everyone wearing tomorrow? I'm wearing something white on my bottom. Like, maybe shorts. Should I wear white shorts or white pants? What do people think? Should I wear my Orville Redenbacher hat? What do you guys think?
Steven's like, I think you should wear shut the fuck up.
So they all decide to go out together.
Yeah. They're all at a bar, which is shocking that we actually got to see footage from a bar. And Carl gets shots. Everyone is like, I'd like to make a toast. You know, at the end of the day, we're really lucky to have this friendship and to be able to communicate so well and to work on our communication, just be better gents overall. And I love this crew of people. And, like, let's have some fun. Steven, don't throw out my shot. Steven, don't throw my shot on the ground. Steven.
Steven's like, slowly. It's like the slowliest I've ever seen a shot pour out of a glass. It's like,
it's like, I'm doing it one drop at a time, Carl.
Drip. That's bullshit. Drop. That's bullshit, Trump. Steven. Trump. That's bullshit.
Steven, that's like not genty. Like, Saturdays are for the boys, not for the shot for routers. So at home...
I'm sorry, I'm looking at where we are now. Okay, yeah. Carl goes, I thought time heals everything, but I'm no scientist. It's like,
I think...
I just thought that was a fun thing.
Well, at the very least say maybe I'm no doctor. I don't know. Like... I'm the scientist.
I thought that time heals all clocks, but I'm no number. I don't even know what I'm talking about at this point. I'm just staring at this.
Even a time circle is right two times a day. Like, Carl, it's a clock. So,
well, I'm no engineer, so.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I mentioned, but I'm a product manager.
I'm no Geppetto. I'm no Geppetto. So, at home, Carl... We see Carl FaceTiming in his room. He's like, yeah. And then Steven just, like, poured out the shot. I was like, what? She's like, oh, my God.
She's like, I'm pooping right now. Glad you called.
Everyone poops.
And then Kyle and Amanda are boning in the morning. And they're like, And Kyle's like, babe, you're too hot. You're too hot, babe. You're too hot, babe.
I'm suffocating. Carl, it's just your sneaker on your face. Why can't you take them off?
So Carl comes down in a mullet wig. He's like, I'm gonna make this fun today. Mullets. And then he goes to play tennis with Carl with his mullet. And Carl's like, hey, yeah, tennis. We're the good energy guys, right?
Yeah, positive energies. Yeah. Less stress, like, more life, right?
Yeah.
Bro.
It's like Amanda, like, I don't even blame her for being upset because, like, she got attacked at dinner. And, like, I have admiration for her. Because she stood up, and she stood up for herself. And then she was, like, still attacked. Like, I get it. Bullied.
Yeah. Bullied. She really communicated like well for herself. Like, I really appreciate that. And, like, she's just growing. And I get the feeling that her number one priority is MOM. So that's, like, a big deal. And I'd let her put her weight on me if she wasn't already putting her weight on you, bro.
Well, so then this song is, Join Me on the Dark Side! To the Rosé Party.
Yeah. I don't think there's any dark side at the rosé party, if you know what I'm saying.
Like, you're real. Yes, exactly. Why the show on ever? Just leave the word dark out of it, okay? You rebels.
Yeah. So Carl's like, oh, this rosé isn't going to drink itself. And the rosé's like, actually, I think I would prefer to do that. Please just stay away from me. I'll drink my own self.
They're supposed to be dressed like rosé or something, like in pink. And Steven's wearing like some blue and white outfit from like Gadzooks from the 80s. He's like, rosé can go fuck itself.
Yeah. So then we cut to, we see flashes of everyone talking to different people. And Carl's with some girls like, oh, I miss you. Last time I hung out with you was at Coachella. I'm like, oh, gosh, this is not good.
I know. Amit's like, can I sleep on your couch?
Can I join your reality show and just do nothing? Thanks.
And of course, I'm sure everybody's shocked. Carl is friends with the bartender. Yeah. Shocker. And Amanda's like,
the fact that Carl has agreed to a plan with me is good. We're like sending it.
Send it. Really, sends for guacamole because I couldn't make it today. So we start getting a little counter. So we start off, Kyle and Amanda, one for one. They both have one. And then Nick the trainer arrives, and he's wearing, speaking of like being not wearing the floral dress code, I mean the rosé dress code, he's all in this crazy floral shirt. It was like a magic eye pattern thing. I was like trying to cross my eye to see if there was like a hand doing a peace sign or something, but I couldn't make it work.
Well, I didn't write this down, but in my memory, he's jumping out of a bush going, hey!
He kind of was. He came out from behind a bush. He's like, hey, girl, hey!
Oh, and then we get to watch Lindsay, you know, get all aggro, which is super fun.
Yeah.
And Kyle takes a huge rosé bottle, and Carl gets this gaggle of girls around him, and he starts doing his dad Carl jokes, which cracks me up. He's like, gotta tell you something. I wear woman's perfume. And she's like, yeah, chocolate pants. And he goes, no, gay dudes.
Yeah.
Whitening is brightening. Am I right, girls? Am I right? He just starts like all these dentist jokes.
He's like, I got a Cabot tea time at the golf course, guys, bros, gents. So now the Amanda Kyle counter, 2 for 2, 3 for 3. And meanwhile, we see Ashley. She's looking around. She's like, are there any cute guys here? Are there any cute guys? And they just cut to this like random homely girl. I was like, this poor girl. Her name's probably Karen. So
it shows evil.
Yeah. So that's the, and Steven's like, Laura. Travis just texted me.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And then Carl's like, hey, girls, anybody want to give me oral? B, get it. Get it, guys.
I'm flossing right now. Like, literally. Floss. So now we see Lindsay and Nick. And Lindsay pulls Nick to the side. Like, so the big question is, why haven't we made out? He's like, He's like, as they start to kiss. He's like, not right here, girl. He's like, why? Yeah,
he's like, please, no, not in front of everybody. Please, please, please. Let me out.
She's like,
let me out.
She's like, I'm the kind of girl who goes after what I want. Like a pizza contract? He's like, girl, please. Listen, here's what I want to say, girl. Listen, I like you. I like you a lot. I want to do Pilates with you and stuff like that. But before we start making out, I want to know if there's like a future in this. You know what I'm saying, girl?
She's like, hit it or quit it. He's like, please don't hit me. He's like, no, like I'm saying, like, hit it or quit it. And he's like, I don't know if I'm like ready for a relationship, but I love that you got the taco contract, but I don't know if I'm into like pink tacos. Do you know what I mean? She's like, I got the taco contract, boss bass. I'm blah, blah, blah. She's like, can we please get some rosé now, bitch?
This is the part of the summer house season where our recaps just turn into blah, 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 blah. I don't know.
This drunk Lindsay.
That's, we're turning that's into how, Sims
that's
talk.
What it's.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's Lindsay's empire that she's built. It's all Sims.
Meanwhile, Amanda's now at 5 drinks, but Kyla's at 4. And now Amanda's at 7 drinks, and Kyle's at 5.
And Steven's like, apparently they can only get along with them.
Amanda's like, Kyle, you love me? You love me, Kyle? Kyle.
And then I was like, this can't get more awkward. And then they cut to Danielle doing an awkward grind with a skeevy bartender. He's like, a okay, duster. He topped it.
Yeah, is that a duster that she's wearing? Is that like a sleeveless duster?
I don't remember. The only visual I have from this episode is Nick jumping out from bushes going, hey, and then running away again.
So now Amanda's wasted. She can barely walk. Her tits falling out, which is a common theme in this show. And now Kyle, basically Kyle's learned that he has to get Amanda wasted first, so that way she passes out, and then he can go and get drunk too.
Yes. But you know, it's going to be a really healthy relationship, and watch, Amanda's going to become the alcoholic.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
God bless her. And he's going to dump her like, you have a problem. So it's like being couple summer house in the summer house, but like one of us is an alcoholic and one of us isn't, and I'm not the alcoholic. So bye.
Yeah. Because she basically passes out and she's out for hours and hours. I mean, that happens when you day drink. It's kind of like the worst. I hate the post day drink pass out. And so,
and he's like, my, how the tables have turned. Oh my God. This is all like, you jerk.
You're just drunk. The table's not turning. Neither is the room. So Gabby arrives and meets like, hey. So then the gang decides to go out, and it's like, because they've been partying at the house. Now they want to go out, and they're like, Cookie, come out. Kyle, are you going to come out? You going to come out, Kyle? Kyle, you going to come out, Kyle? Kyle, you going to do it? Do it, Kyle? Kyle?
And he's like, yeah, fuck yeah. Look at me. I'm pouring a beer down my face, getting all over the kitchen floor, not going to clean it. They're like, oh my God, this is fun, Kyle. This is the Kyle I'm at. So it's like totally fun, Kyle. And Danielle's like, you can't go out. What if she wakes up? And he's like, So he keeps going in to check on her every time with a fresh drink. And he's like, babe, get up. Or take another hour for your nap. Or just have another hour.
Yeah. And then eventually, like, he's like, okay, I'm going to go out. And he, like, goes in the room. And the music's like, and he's like, Amanda? Good night, Amanda. It's like, Amanda. I thought it was going to be like, oh, no. Like, they have to take her to the hospital. But instead, it was just like, all right, put it on a hat. Bye, Amanda.
And he leaves her, which I guess is the big drama.
You left in the middle of the night when I was wasted, Kyle.
You know what? If you are over 22, sorry, that's life. If you get too wasted and you have to pass out, like, what, you're supposed to, everyone's night is supposed to be held hostage because you drank too much, especially after hectoring for, like, the past 2 weeks? Sorry.
Did you say hectoring? Does he know Gonzalo?
You know Hector?
I really want to hear from Gonzalo.
Hector's really nice. I like Hector. He taught us those tribal dances.
And that brings us to, I guess, our season finale fight, which is going to be about leaving Amanda when she's wasted.
So we think.
So they're leading us to believe.
Believe. And that's the end of for this episode. We got next week is the finale. And based on Instagram, it looks like Summer House gets an actual reunion this year. So that'll be fun. You guys, thanks for listening. Tomorrow we are talking Married to Medicine. We're speaking of reunions. We're going to address the third episode, and then we are slated to have a guest. So tune in and buy tickets for Irvine by going to watchwhatcrappens.com, and have a wonderful, blessed Thursday night.
Yes, everybody, we will see you soon.
Bye. Happy Passover and Easter to people too.
Bye, everybody.